This is the fifth year of the Chinese Bridge Chinese Proficiency Competition in Brazil. It is reported that next year's competition will include Brazilian senior high school students. So from the Chinese competition overseas to the domestic job market. These days, we can see a lot of pictures featuring the messages such as good luck in Gaokao or do not apply for some certain major. So for more about this, I talked with Robert Parkinson, the CEO of RMG Selection, an international consulting firm. The firm recently did a survey about the job market in China. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
So first of all, in your survey, what are the best majors for jobs in China and what makes these majors popular in the job market?
Well, it's interesting to look at this point, actually, because there are a lot of key majors that seem to come up time and time again. And you know, I'm talking about things like relevant to what we do, which is professional recruiting. So international economics and trade, computer science, business studies, Chinese language and literature, English language and literature, accounting is something that comes up time and time again. But actually, what these do is they either provide a route into a specific area of work. For example, medicine obviously provides a background into the medical world, law, an entry point into the legal world. But in fact, some of the top employers, for example, if you look at banking, some of the top investment banks actually wouldn't want to take someone who has an undergraduate degree in, for example, accounting or finance. They might look at someone who has a more classical education, for example, in physics. If you have someone from a top university with a degree in physics or mathematics, that's actually far harder to achieve than, say, a degree in business or accounting or management. So sometimes people, your real high flyers, will do a more classical undergraduate degree. So, you know, if they're going to work in the chemical field, they may well study chemistry or something related to that. And then they will top that up later on with a master's degree or an MBA in something more related to business. But that's what we found are the popular, unsurprisingly really, I think, the popular degrees at the moment.
So for the graduates who choose to work in an area that has nothing to do with their majors, how challenging is that? And do you have any research about them?
We do, actually. I mean, I've got some hands-on examples. The first thing I would say to people who are, you know, who think they've studied the wrong thing is don't worry. Because, in fact, what university is there to do, as much as it is to educate you in a specific discipline, it's there to teach you how to think, how to solve problems, and how to deal with different general situations that might come up in your life. Let me also give you an example. We have a long-standing law firm as a client, and they focus, I mean, I obviously won't tell you the name, but they focus specifically on IT legal issues. And they specifically don't want graduates who have a law degree. They want people who have an IT background and ideally work experience in IT, and then they convert later on to the law. There are other examples I can think of. HR, human resources management, is a good one. You know, I know several executives in the human resources field who have studied as undergraduate level, bachelor's degree in something like the law or maybe business and finance at a good university. And then they've done an MBA later on when they have career experience. So they haven't even touched a degree in human resources, as an example. So I think it really doesn't matter. What matters is the experience that people gain in their first, particularly in their first 5 years or so of their career. That's the key thing that employers will look at. The thing to focus on is how well you do your job. You know, indeed, it's being said that it's not what you do that's important, it's how well you do it. You can do anything either well or badly. What I do think is important, though, is that people gain as broad experience as they can do earlier on in their careers. Experience, of course, dealing with customers is very important. I'm not just talking about basic sales jobs, but anyone who's going to do well in their careers is either going to do well because they're good at managing customers, because, of course, customers bring in money, mm-hmm. or they're good at managing the people that manage customers. So, in other words, they have good people management skills. A great thing, for example, to focus on is communication skills. Mm-hmm. And there are various tests, psychometric assessments that you can do to help understand yourself further, mm-hmm. understand how to communicate better, understand your strengths and your weaknesses. This is really important. And, you know, one of the bits of advice I give to new graduates in China is, in fact, the most important thing, if you want to work for an international company, mm-hmm. quite frankly, is your ability to speak English well. Because I've employed people and I know people who, you know, have equally good educational backgrounds as their peers, but their English is superb, mm-hmm. and therefore in this very international environment that we're in China, that they have the advantage, they have the upper hand.
That is Robert Parkinson, the CEO of RMG Selection. And that's it for this episode of Education Today. You can get in touch with us by writing to newsplus@cri.com.cn. Education Today is aired at 11:20 a.m. from Monday to Friday on AM 846 in Beijing and other overseas stations. I'm Wu Yo. Coming up next is Sports Today with Mike Fox and Jordan Lee.